Here he is, man of the hour.
How's that for time, everyone? Yeah. It is. Good morning, everyone. It's 9 a.m., and we're gathered in the BCC conference room for the administrative workshop.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You seem more
today
surprising.
Is December the 20th, 2018. We're going to start off with item number one, a 1A, which is a renewal of the contract between Josephine County Sheriff and BLM Patrol Office, Patrol Services. And with us, we have Sheriff Dave Daniels and
Ruth Nelson.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like it's pretty cut and dried to me.
Yes, sir.
But you can explain it. Just so
well,
for
it's
the,
just
for
full
the
time,
record.
It's full-time services for the Sheriff's Office to have a BLM deputy.
Excellent.
They provide a vehicle, and we provide the person, and they pay us.
That's great. Did you have the opportunity to talk with Officer Stanton about the issue?
Not yet.
That happened?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That'd
or
be
today.
That'd be ideal. There was somebody on the ranch last night. So.
Oh, really?
Again, yeah.
Yeah, last night you did?
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
That's swell.
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll pay a visit today.
It's on, apparently.
It's on.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of that nice and proper.
Definitely.
Well, you just want to stop and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'd appreciate that.
Today.
We just want to make sure everything's fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Concerned.
Well, this is great. We didn't have this with the prior administration for some reason, but you put this together.
I put Forest Service together. BLM,
oh, okay.
I think we had
We've
Forest
had,
Service
I
or BLM
for
a while.
I got those confused.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was
so.
A wood deputy for a long time, and I think it was U.S. Forest Service that paid it.
Well, BLM we had and Forest Service a while ago, but it was one of those things that got dropped, the Forest Service one, and you brought it back.
Correct.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
great. That's great.
Correct. And actually, Josephine County is very fortunate in that our lobbying has been very successful for the Forest Service. Most agencies, I would say 95%, do not have the level of service or contract that we have with the Forest Service, albeit this is about BLM. That was a hot topic at the Oregon State Sheriff's Association conference.
Well, I think we need to reach out to Merv George, and there's going to be a new deputy, district director, Elizabeth Burkhart in BLM, is retiring at the end of this year. So just making sure that those relationships go to the, whoever's appointed next to the Metro District is really important to keep this contract going. And then Merv George with the existing Forest Service contract. Is that one full-time or part-time?
Full-time right now. It's, well, maybe not late January 1st. We had some RAC funds that allowed it to be a full year for the Forest Service. However, they're cutting those RAC funds back to a half a year now. So we'll have a six-month deputy. But I have a deputy retiring in February. We're carrying him over till February in that position, and then he will come back 6 months out of the year.
Okay. So you're looking for maybe revenue to shore up that six-month difference, or not
really at this time.
Okay.
I mean, we'll utilize his services in the peak months.
Okay,
is what we'll do, and then the winter time and that sort of thing, it'll kind of slow down.
All right.
And it has slowed down, but summer months are
busy,
very busy for the Forest Service. Yes.
Because it's Forest Service ground for the Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah. Rogue is BLM, but the Forest Service through the
Much of that is all out in the Illinois
yeah.
Valley.
Yeah. Okay.
Calumet offices and whatnot.
Okay, well, we'll just go ahead and move that forward to admin, if that's okay with everybody.
Does it need admin? It's a renewal of a contract.
It could be a consent calendar item. Is a renewal of a contract, and it's budgeted.
Budgeted renewal, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Item B is agreement between the State of Oregon, CJC, and the Josephine County for all... For an illegal marijuana task force.
That's true. The governor provided some, after much lobbying in Salem, the governor's provided about $1.5 million, something to that effect, for grant proposals. And we applied and received upwards of $600,000 for an illegal marijuana task force. We're currently in the process of hiring to backfill those positions. I don't know how much is going to happen this year, but we're shooting for a full team. But we're not there yet. But the funds are available. They will basically, for the first year, we will not necessarily receive the money until the people are in place.
Okay.
But that is slotted for the DA's office. So they have hired, I believe, already a deputy DA. Also, we're looking for a forensic accountant and then three detectives, maybe a detective sergeant in there in amongst those three. I've also coordinated with the DEA. They're going to assist us. I've been told they're going to assist us with a task force member to get in that. that realm.
What's the outlook for renewal? You know, because she gave $3 million altogether on a biennium, right?
Correct.
So it's $1.5 million a year, and you got $600,000 of it, mm-hmm. so that leaves $900,000 for the whole rest of the state. Yeah, let's see how do you get in the $600,000 again.
Well, I think good. We made it very clear in the grant proposal that we were going to have to take time to ramp up. Jackson County, who received about $500,000, did the exact same thing. So it's not going to be a shock to them knowing that we need to hire to backfill positions. We're halfway through the biennium now, is that correct? Or we gotta,
mm-hmm, we're going to have to reapply.
Yeah, we'll have to reapply at the end of the biennium. But with the explanation and the knowledge that we're going in, knowing that this is going to take us time to ramp up, I'm...
So when you say backfill, you're taking potential, you've got staff and other positions that you're looking to fill this task force with, and then you put, you hire back, mm-hmm. from wherever they came.
Right. Okay. Just to backfill those positions, because obviously this is more of a detective's position, and it takes a little bit more investigative ability,
yeah.
To go after this. So.
Well, this is for sure money that you know and you need to utilize. It was a, you know.
Sure.
You applied for this, mm-hmm. and you said you're going to do it, mm-hmm. so you kind of need to...
We don't want to lose the grant.
No.
As fast as we can get going. But what I'm not willing to do is
jeopardize what we've already done
right. and the service level that we're
right.
at. Hence the backfill. And we're in the process of hiring. That's a separate topic. It's going to be kind of dicey.
I think at every opportunity you need to explain the challenges that I heard out in the Illinois Valley. Commissioner mm-hmm. DeYoung and I were out there.
Right.
15 applicants for 7 positions.
Right.
One or two might be good, and
right.
of the ones you just graduated.
And no laterals, no lateral positions.
Right.
So,
and maybe
that's a topic for a different admin meeting is to talk to the board about those challenges.
Soon. Tomorrow.
Right. Ruth's putting together a marketplace study. Typically, pay scales go off of comparables. Comparable being counties of our size.
But that's not the reality.
And that's how
we're dealing with that in public health as well, because the private sector.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at...
We can pick any scale we want.
You can pick any.
That comparable is
right.
a predetermined state comparable for a whole host of things.
Yes.
We have just adopted it for our pay scales.
Correct.
So you can adopt any scale comparator you really want.
Yeah, Yamhill County just ran into this very same thing. They were losing people and not being able to hire people. People were getting cherry-picked out from underneath them by other agencies right in and around them. They just conducted the marketplace study, and they just, I talked to their sheriff, they just received a 31% increase in pay for their deputies. And that's just marketplace right around geographically
yeah.
them. And that's the only way they were able to compete. So
does anybody ever do an exit study as to why people leave? And to say, we all assume it's money. So maybe it's a graduation rate at the high school. Maybe it's the education system. Maybe it's lack of you know, the YMCA. You don't have a YMCA, and my kids are used to that. Nobody ever does an exit study. We all assume it's money. And I know a lot of people that would like to work here just because of here.
We offered 17 people a position, and it all came down to money in public health.
That's your department, not mine.
I'm just saying.
That's your fault.
17 people that we offered the job to.
That's your fault.
It's pretty simple. You look at us and you compare us to Jackson County. Jackson County is right around 18% higher in pay than we are. Mm-hmm. That's you cannot compete with that. And if I have two people that I just hired and they both live in Medford and they've been on just shy of a year now, incredible, great deputies, and they're already trying to cherry pick them. One of them's already been hit up. For coming down and going to Jackson County because it's valuable to have.
Have you smacked Nathan's hand and said, "Stay away, Sheriff"?
It doesn't work.
Right.
There's blood in the water, and so it is what it is.
You know, it was why when I was a dispatcher and I joined the Sheriff's Reserves, mm-hmm. that I never applied for a full time position because the sheriffs at that time were being paid $11 an hour, and in dispatch I was making $22 an hour. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
My intention is to, when the next, when I could probably do it before, but when the next board is full, to tackle that,
You should do it as soon as you have the information.
I hear what you're saying.
And I don't
we can't afford to wait. It was 9 months on three people who went through the academy, and they're not here. We mutually promised an additional court security officer when we're having five judges coming in. I mean, Judge Baker may have bought us a little bit of time with retiring,
right.
But it was understaffed, I think, by some people's standards now, and you compound that issue, and so the ripple effect of what you're struggling with, we need to grapple with yesterday, and
okay.
any way we can do to make that, you know, every day is a day that somebody's looking at another job, another opportunity. I think Commissioner DeYoung is right, but a lot of times that money issue, if we don't even, you're going to have to address that one for sure. Maybe we can work on the others, but it's always been an issue.
Well, I think we're in a position right now where we could, with those seven, actually nine positions, two positions we fill on top of the seven, we're in a position where we might be able to give and take a little bit to try and shore up that recruitment and retention issue.
I'm just surprised, Commissioner Morgan, that you didn't offer to work for $16 an hour so the other people could come up to $16 an hour, and then it would be an even playing field.
No, I volunteered,
you
so there was no pay.
Okay, all right.
The difference between public health and what you do, Sheriff Daniel, is the fact that there are alternatives in the market for health mm-hmm. and seeking those services. Mm-hmm. And those are growing as the COOs, CCOs take on more of that. There isn't in your line of work. The state sheriffs are reducing their footprint and Josephine County, or at least expecting to at some point in the future. And so the need is growing, and the ability to cover that is getting harder and harder. And,
we're in a position of growth right now. We're in a position of growth, and we're hiring and as fast as we can. I've literally, it's been for a year and a half, it's been nonstop processes.
Yeah.
Literally nonstop. And we've,
the amount of energy, money, and resources wasted on having recruited, gone through all of those processes, your time and energy of hiring, and then you don't get to see that come to fruition is really, we're dinking around over whatever percentage. You just used it up.
Yeah, and then on the back end of that, when you have people leave and you don't retain them, then the cost is $100,000.
And I should clarify, that position of public health is a specific nurse.
Yeah.
It's not just it's a nurse requirement minimum standard that we can't compete with the hospital,
right?
And that's you can't compete with Jackson County. We've often been in that place here.
Or Douglas or Medford or GP or OSB or anybody around us.
All right.
So, but back to the contract, it's a good thing we're going to get there, and it's something that Josephine County has needed for a long time that we haven't had the ability to do. And so I saw it as a need. We get lots of complaints and lots of concerns. So we're gonna tackle this one head on.
This one's comprehensive because you mentioned that the DA has staff included in this grant application.
Yeah, collaborative efforts were very important in the grant proposal.
That's great. Really good to see you guys working together on that. Okay. Well, that's a new one, and I would suggest that's an administrative element.
Okay. Any other questions for the sheriff and Ms. Nelson?
What is our obligations under this agreement as far as funding that we provide as a match or
no match. We do have to provide equipment, which we talked about, I think, already in the form of some vehicles. But really, it's just pay. It's mm-hmm. just for the salaries. Unless I'm mm-hmm. there's anything else.
The grant, it's just for
salaries. Yeah. So we did have to come up with some equipment, but it's trivial in comparison to the total amount that they're giving us.
Yeah. Good.
And we're able to do that, largely because some of the lack of being able to hire frees up some money for equipment and things like that. So it's not difficult for us to meet those goals.
Great.
Okay.
Good question.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Item two is the assessor. Chris, are you coming up?
Both of you.
Indeed.
Assessor Roach.
That's perfect. Everybody just got better looking. That is a little dark.
How romantic.
You can turn off
that. Good morning.
Maybe we need to look at LED lights instead of
this morning. We're going to do 2A, which is approval of intergovernment agreement contract number 3742-18 with the State of Oregon for ORMAP grant to fund the digitalization of catastral maps. Did I pronounce that right?
Cadastral.
Cadastral map.
Rolls off the tongue. That's a word you don't use very often. Well, Commissioner Morgan uses it all the time.
Every day, yeah.
That doesn't count.
My bet uses it. Go ahead.
So this is just a continuing, ongoing grant that we've been working with the state of Oregon on for many years. When I came here about 4 years ago, we ramped up our grant cycle to basically maximize our GIS technician, Jeff Campbell, who's doing a great job. And so we've been asking for about $45,000 every 6 months. There's a spring and a fall grant cycle. So the fall grant cycle, which is what we're in right now and asking for approval on, funds Jeff Campbell's position to do the actual map work. Mm-hmm. The other six, the spring cycle funds the collection of the GIS, GPS, and GIS control point data. And we just go out for a contract on that every year. Peter Allen's been the winner of that request every year. So we're doing well. We actually, when I came here about 4 years ago, we were at goal two. Mm-hmm. We just accomplished goal four, which doesn't sound like a lot, but there's a lot of work between two and four.
Sure.
And what that means is 70% of the county has been digitized. So
how many more years? I remember this could have been years ago. We had nine more to go of this projected time frame of the grant cycles and such. But I heard that someone kind of got out of the queue. They got a lump, or I don't know, they got done. It was a big one like Clackamas or Washington, which freed up potential grant revenues that we, instead of 45, we could kind of microwave it and put it on a bigger, more robust scale.
Well, because in the past, there was a time when if you asked for a minimum amount, you were automatically guaranteed, and it was like $11,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year. And so we, in the early stages, we were just asking for that, so we knew we had a guaranteed amount. But then when some of the other counties were kind of finishing their projects and there wasn't as much demand for it, we could more count on getting more of what we're requesting.
Okay.
We may not get all of it, but we should probably get most of it.
Okay.
And that's the way it's been. I think the last couple of years we've gotten the full amount shy of it.
Yeah, every grant we've requested right about $45,000. And only, I believe, one time we actually got a reduced amount of $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 a couple of years ago. So we're getting about what we're asking for.
Getting pretty close anyway.
Yeah.
Four or five
and
more
the
years.
Funding for this is
nice.
And the funding for this comes out of the a fee that's probably the part of the clerk's filing fees. So that's kind of what funds that. I don't remember if there's anything else besides that.
How's everybody else doing in the project? Because I wouldn't want the funding stream to sunset because 90% of them are done, and then we get caught left with the general fund being assessed.
So every county has a different philosophy on this project. To some counties, it's really great to get free money and work on improving their product. Some counties just don't care. It's not a priority. So there is actually a bit of a spectrum.
Your
more metropolitan, larger counties are, most of them are at least at goal five or the full goal six, which is 100% of them mm-hmm. digitized. We're shooting for full goal six. There's no reason not to digitize.
Right.
And so the fall 2020 grant cycle, so 2 years from today, is the last slated grant cycle.
Right. That's what I was
Now, there's
wondering.
Talk already about pushing that, getting some legislative changes to push that, push that out a few more years for either existing projects or for some
counties.
The
likelihood of that with the legislature pillaging it for housing and the little guy who's left of Ahoyne County has no pull.
Yeah.
If you have a Clackamas or something like that, they'll extend it.
Yeah.
But they're done.
Yeah.
They're going to be done. So.
Yeah.
But then but then mapping is always changing. I mean,
Absolutely.
It's not static.
Nope.
So
and I would normally agree with you.
Yeah.
But the GPS, I keep saying
people
GPS,
are
the GIS technology and that world and that sector is very popular with people who are making.
We're going to be LIDARing everything and
Those kinds of things are discussed every so often, so it's kind of a pet project for those folks making budgetary decisions. They love it. It's cool. You know, it's fun, and they can look at Google Earth.
The practicality of having it digitized, where people in the field and the referenceable on our GIS maps is like pretty stellar. You know, it's been mapped out. That seems really good. The other one seems kind of ancillary for whatever's coming next in that. But I bet they thought that about digitizing it, GIS. Well, that seems like a fundamental that you need to have.
And it shows here your projected areas. Is that going to take care of the whole county, or is that something that just goes on year after year after year?
So
when do you get the whole county done?
So there's six goals under this grant, and so we just accomplished goal four. We should the grant funding under the current structure ends with the last cycle, which is in 2 years, and the work will continue until the end of that calendar year, January 1 of 2021. And in theory, we will have completed all of the entire county with this structured grant cycle
to that area, that level.
Correct, to 100%. After that, what we're looking at doing is there are some other little projects that we've discovered as we were going through this process to come back to, primarily in the city of Grants Pass, which was some of the original stuff that was done with kind of a joint partnership with the Department of Revenue, cartographers, and our staff, and there's some room for improvement there. So we're hoping that we can, you know, maybe another year or two, and we can really have things very clean, very tight.
Nice. Sounds good. Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you work here, so I'm only here for the next couple of days. But something came to me last night. It's the legislation that I think Commissioner Morgan testified on, you and I helped work on originally, and it was the idea of assessing a small, not-to-exceed fee on each of the taxing districts. Something I thought of last night, you're the single largest expenditure outside of the sheriff's office or the law enforcement area of general fund dollars. And I did have on KJO a recommendation that we restructure how we allocate general fund tax revenue in the future. And I think it's something we could work with Arthur and be prepared to do in this next coming budget year. But that's a separate subject, that every dollar of general fund tax revenue could go to law enforcement and these other revenues, general fund revenues, to pay for your services. But the point being that I think that there's an ability to sit down with the other major taxing districts and explain what it is that your office does and the fact that we will never be funding it any more than where you're at right now out of general fund revenues. That doesn't mean that there aren't other opportunities to get resources to benefit you, your program, and the other taxing districts. If those taxing districts were willing to do that of their own volition without a legislative change to afford them or afford us the mandated authority to go assess a fee. My thought was, is if we approached them and explained to them what the delta is, potentially there's a half a billion dollars of unappreciated taxable assets out there. And this is a fairness and equity thing for me. I'm opposed to more taxes in general, but when Joe is paying his full assessed value because you visited him, But Tyler, right next door, for some reason, we haven't had the staff to get to him.
Yeah.
There's a disparity, and that's not equity. That's not fair.
Well, and it's not, and it hurts that taxpayer in the long run because we come out 5 years down the road and find out that they've had something out there, and we have to hit them all for all those years in 1 year instead of having it done timely.
The system works best if assessment is done in that 6-year rotation or whatever. Yeah. And so if I'm thinking the bigger taxing districts could be convinced of this around a 1% or what have you, whatever that number might be, it wouldn't necessarily offset that general fund cost. I think that there's a potential ability to do that depending on how much revenue generated. But I think this idea has legs, and I think it's
it'd be nice to crunch the numbers and see what it would bring.
The discussion I heard when I testified was they wanted to make sure the county wasn't shirking their payment obligations. So it's,
yeah,
they were essentially, when they were looking at it, that the fee had to be not to take away from the county still paying their full amount, essentially, was what they were looking at.
Cost-benefit analysis, and I know you guys are sitting on that side of the table, is we wouldn't fund you anymore. We would hold the assessment static at our 7.9% of average revenue, and
you know,
it would just go up by 3% every year.
You know, we could still use another one or two people out in the field than what we have.
Absolutely.
Because we're...
Well, that's
we're
how
so
you sell
light.
It.
Yeah,
you,
I mean,
that's how you go to the school district in the city of Grants Pass and say, we need two more people on there, but we can't afford it as a county. Mm-hmm. And you know, we only collect 7.5%, 7.8 or whatever it is. The lion's share is going to you, so you're going to get the best benefit out of it. If we can hire two more people, we can raise the assessed value by this amount of money, and you'll get this amount of money.
And I understand that, but at the same time, I really hesitate to say that I could get more revenue.
No,
for
you
them.
Couldn't guarantee
I
that.
I mean, because I could go out there and find out that, you know, the really nice house that we have on the roll is now a piece of trash. And
it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, I could not go to the districts and say this would bring you more revenue.
Okay.
And that wouldn't even be what my goal would be. My goal is, like Simon said, to be fair and equitable about what we're doing with people
across the portfolio.
You know, that everybody's paying their fair share, and that may be more or less than what they currently are. But if we don't get out there, we don't know it.
They don't know.
And you know, and I did see, you know, there was some years ago when Jackson County, you know, they went and they told their board that, you know, we can raise X a number of revenue for you if we had these extra, and it didn't quite pan out the way they thought. You know, and so I would never want to go and say we could raise this additional revenue for you.
Yeah.
Because I can't guarantee that.
Well, and at some point when we are actually getting it on the 6-year cycle, we're going to be current with it. So it's not a matter of finding new revenue of people that are not in equal, but it is a matter of having everyone on equal.
Yeah, and we haven't had the 6-year cycle since Measure 50 passed
in 97.
My oldest ones now, we've gotten to up to where I think 2000 is our year now that we still have properties we haven't seen. So 18 years that we haven't seen some of these properties. But we've been, you know, during the downturn, we got an ability to do some catch-up. But as new construction starts picking up again, you have to focus on new construction, and you can't just do the normal
cycle
stuff.
My thought is that waiting on the legislature takes too long.
I know.
And for us to be able to try to implement something here locally, mm-hmm. even if it's on a pilot project mm-hmm. for a 1 or 2 year opportunity, mm-hmm. it could spur on the state and say, hey, they're doing it in Josephine mm-hmm. County. You know, here's the effect, here's the outcome. We are at the tip of the spear if mm-hmm. we are thinking like this.
Yeah.
And the worst thing they can do is tell us, no, we're not interested. Okay, mm-hmm. then you're not interested.
We're doing it anyway.
No, we can't justify paying.
Unfortunately.
We're doing it anyway is back to the legislature to say, hey, they're not.
Yeah.
So anyway, that would just be, that was a thought I had the other day of like, what, this is a great thing. It's a good idea. How do we implement it locally, regardless of what the state is doing for us? So anyway, I don't want to take a bunch of time, but I felt like I needed to impart that idea before I take off. So just a ways to do something, try something.
Yep.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other questions for him at all? Gershwin?
No.
Okay.
I'm processing through the conversation I'd had with Three River School District and something that happened to them where they lost funding this year, a significant amount, and battling where they were able to, they just found all these places to try to just cut with saving school days, and there's still, I mean, so a group like that.
Well, DeYoung was talking about, you know, maybe it isn't more money for the sheriff's office, maybe it's the graduation rate. So how do we get, you know, the resources?
People are interested in their families. So
yeah.
You can move. You can move a place that's really nice, everything's good, and things are working, and then you move to some place that things aren't so nice. A lot of money. You can just say, yeah, I've lived in Grants Pass my whole life because I like it here.
Yeah.
But I could have gone to Seattle or Portland and earned three times what I was going to earn right here. Easy three times.
Well, in case...
But I would have had to raise my family in Seattle or Portland, and I didn't want to do that.
I went to the Grants Pass High School music performance last night of their high school orchestra, band, and choir. Phenomenal performance. It was... I mean, they did one Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, and Wednesday night. And, you know, for I had just spent 2 weeks with my sister's kids, who are the most musical kids I know, yet they don't have musical programs in their schools because of the school districts that they live in, stuff like that. Yet we have this opportunity in our community to put out phenomenal musicians.
Yeah.
And it is, you know...
There's an awful lot.
But Three Rivers doesn't have that same opportunity. And so it's the disparity in our own community, our own county, between school districts.
It was something else I thought of as a revenue generator, and I forgot. It'll come to me.
You had about 2.5 more weeks to think, and you just kept, what are you going to do?
When you get off, when you're just going to click that switch,
what are you going
to
do?
We need to send them to...
I don't think you understand.
We can send them to Salem to do some lobbying.
There was something else. But thank you so much.
You will be a farmer who's outstanding in his field.
I love that bumper sticker. I love that bumper sticker.
Thank you very much. Next up, finance. Item number three, finance report and business update. Arthur O'Hare on board for this.
Thank you.
This should be rich.
Arthur O'Hare, finance director. So a few things. Really depends on a lot on what you want to talk about. The AOC, the board of directors, to fund the program that they're, you know, backfill their program, $19,000. I never felt that I had the board review approval. Is that still something you guys are interested in? You want to discuss, debate? Or are we on board with the AOC decision to fund this?
I think we're going to lean on the AOC quite heavily in this upcoming year. Okay. I've done an awful lot of groundwork for the county on a particular bill we have going through. We're going to be asking an awful lot from them.
Right, right.
I would make a motion that we pay our portion of the at a one-time payment.
Yeah, and they allocated it based on the same allocation of the current structure. So, okay.
The only argument that I've heard that I can find myself supporting it is you've already appreciated the services that have been expended to get this. You just didn't pay for it. What I don't understand is how the road fund, who's been derelict in their oversight to say, whoa, $1 million went out of our fund. If we did that from parks and paid airports out of the parks fund, they would know it. And they're actually about proportional. I mean,
somebody would have said something.
You know what I mean? Yeah. How could they not? And I think that's actually how we found out, is somebody was saying something and it didn't. But I want to see some, you know, and I've been on their board in those rooms. I just fear that this could potentially happen in 3 or 4 years when all of the staff changes over, when all of the board changes over, and they find themselves living hand to mouth or borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. And
so you're saying you don't see any indication that they've repaired the hole in the hull?
No, I think that they've made measures to do so, but I don't know that anyone has really felt the gravity of what was actually going on. It was against the law. They have to pass a board order in order to rob from Peter to pay Paul. And it has to be a loan. And that never was addressed, in my opinion, to the degree that I felt it was. I would have held any one of us to a higher standard if we had done that. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really do that. So anyway, I support it because we've already appreciated the benefit. I mean, the transportation bill and all those other things. So. I support your motion, Commissioner Morgan. Reluctantly.
I hate to do this.
This is not the way to run an association. So.
Okay.
Good. So I will
call the roll.
So I made a motion.
Yeah, I was going to say, we
kind of seconded it after a lot of comment.
I was waiting to hear a second in that, but I didn't. You would second it?
Yes, sir. I second
it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 3-0.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I put a copy on everybody's, I gave it to the front office staff, on the levy audit. So the auditors finished their financial audit of the county this week on Monday, and that included the audit of the jail and detention levy. So I put a copy of that piece of it, gave it to the board. And the question I have, let me make the statement. Everything turned out exactly how we anticipated. We're in compliance with all the regulations and constraints and everything that was placed on the jail and detention levy. The question I have for the board is, would you like our auditors, Moss Adams, to come to like a weekly business session and present the results of this audit, or at least address it in a brief manner? Is that something that the board would be interested in seeing on a Wednesday
session? Is an appearance like that, is that in with the price?
Or do correct, they... correct. Not no extra cost.
Well, you never
know. Should be part of the, yes. The presentation on the...
On the whole financial
audit.
And that's what we would do. We would make the financial audit, including the jail.
Including the jail.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to clear that up to make sure everybody wanted to hear that.
Yeah, I talked to Sandy a little bit about some of the items that we used to have from Eichler and Associates that were,
yes,
I felt very reflective. That was just one element that, I know every auditor does them a little different, but for me, it was a stark statistic that when they were presenting in 2012, 11-12 at the end of that budget year, that we had 88 days in operations.
Right.
That isn't the way to run anything. Coal fire facility, you know, I mean, that's hairline unacceptably low.
That's hand to mouth.
It really is. Yeah. Well, the short-term borrowing you used to have to do, and right. Now I think we're in a much better fiscal capacity, and that's huge. So,
okay.
Giving perspective. Somebody says, well, you have 88 days in operation. Well, what are you supposed to have? You know, is that good or is that bad? I think that's the other thing that Moss Adams needs to present, so that your general public, who maybe balances a checkbook, but they don't manage a $122 million operation, what does it mean to be where we are, to do what we do? That would be helpful.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah. They did a very thorough job. They interviewed and went to the sheriff's department, interviewed with the sheriff and with staff there, went to the juvenile department, interviewed with Jim and staff there, and they pulled transactions, and they went through the allocation of costs, and they did a pretty good job of the whole
confirming. Do they compare... to where we were versus where we are now and say, you've really made some improvement? Do they do that in their assessment, or do they just a snapshot of what we're asking them to do?
Right. On the financial side, not the levy audit, but on the financial audit side, what they're doing is saying that our financial reports that we publish are fair and accurate in all material aspects.
But they don't go into saying, as Commissioner Hare said,
right,
We can run for 88 days. They say on the last report you ran for 88 days and now you're up to 110.
They can say that. That's not necessarily part of their audit, but it could be part of their presentation. So I will request that specific. Give us some kind of context.
Do is if they worked last year, and they said, well, we gave you three white papers. One was the fiscal handling and the controls at the fairgrounds. That was one we got years ago that we've corrected. They would say, all of those have been remediated. You fixed all those.
Correct, yeah.
I don't think we got anything substantial last year. If I remember correctly, I don't know that there was any one specific thing we were supposed to be working on. But if you ever get one of those, they should come the next year and say, all of those have been, you've made these good
you've
progress.
You've done something about it.
Right.
But otherwise, it's just, have to ask them to give
And I think that's valid, though. I think we should get that. So I'll talk to them about that, and I'll schedule a time, try to find a time in their schedule where they're available on the Wednesday. I've already talked to them briefly about that, but to pin down the specific date. So it'll be sometime in January that they'll be able to make a presentation at a weekly business session. Keep it short. You know, we're talking about a 10-minute type presentation, not a half hour or hour or whatever.
That could be valuable, too, because we have a new commissioner seated at that time. Too.
Yes.
Good for him to hear that.
And as far as, so we're, I've got a few topical things, and I don't know if you necessarily want to talk about them right now. I did a little bit of a look-see onto an airline mileage card. There was that topic that had come up. The bottom line, to say it, our current purchase card gives us 1.3% cash back, so we're already getting a cash reward card. None of the airline cards have anything close to that, and there's enough restrictions on, depending on which card you get, what airline it's valid for, and how those miles can
when
turn around.
When you can fly, and so on and so forth.
You know, they're valid. They're more beneficial if it's the most expensive type ticket. That's where you get the real bang for the buck. But we don't fly the most expensive type tickets. You know, we, as a county, we're not paying for first class.
My goal wasn't necessarily to get a benefit when you purchase
right.
a ticket. I want the ticket to be free because of
right.
how much we purchase with that card. You know, affords. Commissioner Morgan's going to be going back to D.C. in February. I'm
yeah.
almost 100% sure of that. That is something you should be doing if you went back there before. That ticket should be free. I mean, we are running $100 million.
But wouldn't the percent and a half, you're saying a percent and a half, how much does that constitute? Does that cover all the travel?
It's about $8,000, if I remember.
Yeah, we budgeted $8,000. We're probably online to get about $9,000.
That's not the only consideration. That might be perfect. But are we taking full advantage of this card, and instead of doing, you know, direct bill and we just write them a check, no, we're going to pay for that $5,000 copier with our credit card that gets the 1.5% back and or
right.
the miles. That there's a two-part conversation.
Right. That's a bigger issue than an airline mileage
we
card.
We likely have the right card.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Yeah.
Now, phase two is...
Are we getting the most out of
taking full advantage?
We looked into that, and we tried to do that. Unfortunately, our software has a limitation that won't accommodate that. We actually went through and contacted our vendors
yeah.
to say, can we use credit cards? There was a good number of our vendors, regular AP vendors. Yeah, we'll take the credit card. And then when we actually went to look at, can our... The system won't accommodate us using a credit card and posting those transactions to our vendor master. So
and
that
our
we have
software needs fixed.
Well,
I mean,
you're right.
So that should be a criteria the next time we do it to say,
yes.
can you accommodate?
Even our purchase card, right now, all of the vendors on our purchase card, what I would like to do is have those loaded to our vendor master so we know we bought NAPA auto parts, you know, for $10 or whatever.
Right.
Software can't accommodate that either. So
Lucker.
we're kind of limited in that sense. It's a good idea. It's a great idea. But we're limited in that sense.
I was just keenly aware of the fact that I was trying to save $200 and got a flight through San Francisco instead of taking a direct. Wally and I had a four-hour layover that made us late for our flight. We start out our first most important day getting into the hotel at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning for a 9 o'clock meeting. That isn't an appropriate way. I mean, that's not cost-effective
right.
for us
right.
to going into these meetings halfway lucid. And for what, $200? When the whole, that was my thought on the flight. It's like,
but I don't know
if you had
a flight card, if you would be able to do anything
yeah,
different.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that.
I would have flown Alaska out of Portland, and it would have been direct, and I wouldn't have missed my flight.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Instead, I flew United through San Francisco, saved $200, and at the end of the day, Wally and I were both not at 100% on our first.
Can we have, as you were talking about, like for instance, if we got to buy a copier, can we have a air mileage card for that? For those purchases?
Well, he's saying that it won't. We don't. We have a disconnect between the cards.
Okay.
The credit card bill being able to say, well, you bought these 12 different things.
But wouldn't you get a different...
We don't have a record in
like
finance.
Like a vendor history.
Like
so if we
you get a different statement from a different company with on a different card statement.
Well, but if we had, for example, public information request that said, how much money have you spent on... It's real easy if you go into a vendor master to be able to say, this is how much we've spent on copiers or on what. Otherwise, you have to pull the U.S. bank card bill and say, did anything... If we expand that, right now we're focusing in on minimal, small purchase. That was the whole intent behind the purchase card, to get rid of the small ticket items so we don't cut a check for $35, you know. Hundreds of checks every week. So at least I've got more.
It's a good start.
Information on airline cards, but there's blackout dates, there's restrictions, there's time.
My MasterCard doesn't really have any of that at the signature level. What I want is
no, it doesn't. I mean, every year it has a companion ticket.
What I want is Commissioner Morgan to never have a hesitation about the cost of a flight because of the reason she doesn't go back to D.C.
Yeah.
Or anyone else in our positions when there's a need back there.
Right.
We should just go, and the taxpayers can come up and say, she's been to D.C. four times this year. You know, it cost you nothing for her to go back there.
I would doubt that there's any airline card that would allow you to fly for free four times back to D.C.
If we're spending $1 million
as a corporation, are we using a card for flight travel? Because right now we're
membership.
Using each individual purchase card.
It wouldn't matter if we had 100 cards on that one single membership. If we used it comprehensively and we had a million
miles. You'd rack up the miles. Now, the other option, the other issue, though, is to ask the question, is the 1.3%
exactly
more than what those miles are worth?
Right.
And I'd make the argument at this point in time, they are.
So then you write a check, but you can still say they're free. Because if we were doing we were writing checks, we would get nothing.
You're getting the 1.2%, which basically, if you that gives you the flexibility to say, this is what I want to leave, and you could have spent the extra $200 and not violated the one over spent the 1.2%.
Yeah.
I don't know how much how well you track that, how much was left into that 1.2%. If you were to say, I'm going to take all the flight miles
currently
and take it out of the 1.2.
$9,000 just goes into ISF and offsets our fixed costs for everybody.
And what I, at least, Google is a marvelous thing, and you can search out all kinds of stuff on Google. So what I have seen is that they say, on average, typically, about the most you get out of an airline mileage car averages out to about 1 cent per mile. That's the value if you try to put it back down to a dollar thing. Not talking about all the constraints or restrictions or how many miles does it take to go here versus there and expensive ticket versus a value ticket, your basic. And we're getting 1.3. So dollar for dollar, I think we're ahead. And the flexibility that we have, because, you have an Air Alaska card, but what if United is the better flight or whether Delta is
the
better flight?
You're making the money. That's my goal, we don't have that hesitation anymore of the concern about paying for flights.
Right.
And hotels.
Well, I don't understand, when you brought it up, I don't understand the frequent flyer miles and all that because I don't do credit cards. Never have. I know in our business, credit card costs you roughly 3% to accept credit cards.
Right, right.
And so we would give a discount for cash.
Right.
If you're going to pay cash for it, we'll give you 3%.
Oh, somebody's paying for it, certainly.
Yeah,
it's not free.
So I think, what Arthur made a point that, some vendors prefer credit cards because they get paid instantly. And other vendors say, they were on such a tight margin. If you run on a 5% margin and the three of us go into the credit card company, you don't want to do that.
No.
Why would you do that? You're down to next to nothing.
I was trying to find a creative
convenience
way
Get some benefit
offset
out of
those
travel
costs.
Yeah.
Non-taxpayer.
Gas station credit cards used to pay for the fuel. If we use a credit card in a gas station and you ordered fuel, when you ordered fuel, a truck of Chevron, a trailer of Supreme, and they just click it out just like that, it's already paid for. Because your credit card, the amount of people that charge on your credit card, less their admin fee and everything, you still had plenty of money in your thing, to buy the fuel. And that's the big expenditure in a gas station is those fuel drops. So it's interesting. That's the closest thing to credit card I've ever come to, yeah. Other than the P card. And I use that just for the motels and stuff when I go anywhere. But I think it's a good exercise that Arthur looked at it to say, we're getting 1.3? 1.3,
yeah.
1.3, does
My
that...
My thought was, we're a $100 million operation.
Right.
There should be, even if 5% of our transactions were going through a credit card or something.
Yeah.
My flights should be free. That should be the bonus.
Right.
And it's something to aspire to. It may not, I think we're doing well, but we could probably do better over time.
Can you take a department and say, Parks buys a lot of things. They buy mowers and they
buy a ton of stuff.
Huh? Yeah. Can you just say, we're going to put Parks Department on a flight card? And just can your system...
But that's the challenge is I can't get...
You can't...
Yeah, I can't get vendor information back into our vendor master.
So what's our status of looking at our software? You said we're looking at upgrading?
Yeah. So what I intend to do actually in January when we get the new board...
Yeah, when I get out of here, I'll give you...
Under the 14-day rule.
Because I want to bring... This is what I would like my finance goals. Now, I know you folks are going to work on goals, too, but here's what I think software will be one of the goals to look at. Timing-wise, of course, IT has got the tax and assessment system that they're going to start implementation in January, as well as other things that they do all the way along. It's going to take, even if I started right away, it's going to take a year to get through the RFP.
That's what, 2 years to get Tyler up?
It's a ways out. So
we don't,
we don't want to start doing
too many things at once.
Right.
No, we have to. That's what happens when you have 14 departments. You do have to do everything at once,
right.
But you have to plan for how do we accommodate it.
So I think even if I start with an RFP sometime in the next several months, by the time it's scheduled out, the tax and assessment system will be, well taken care of at that point, so I think IT will have some...
Well, you're a lot better at multitasking than I am, because in my business, if I had to focus on one thing, I'd focus on that department, because the other ones, I think, were running okay, and I focused on that one. If I said, I'm going to change sheet metal department, service department, and the office staff and this all at once, I'm just going to completely do it all because I need to, all of a sudden, I can't track, did I do any good to the sheet metal department that I knew was losing money.
We have 22 programs. You can't wait.
Assessors
like a proprietary contract. Yeah. IT does very little with that contract.
Yeah,
I would say.
Well, they're gonna be a lot. It's different now. It's not an AS/400 down in treasurers. I mean, it's server software. It's cloud. I don't know all that's involved, but it's a big project.
Okay,
yours is what I would say.
Ours
more
will
internal.
Be, ours will be too.
IT will be tight on that one.
Okay. We're planning that. Oh, another email I sent out was the CJ building proceeds. Do you want to look at that still and kind of digest that, or do we need to talk about
that?
Well,
no, it is a concern. I mean, Roger's here today. What we had talked about is the potential of not using the money from the sale of CJ building to fund the fire suppression at IV Airport. And taking money from somewhere else, but that's also budgeted somewhere else. So it's a matter of
that's what
where
exactly.
Because right now there's not money in that account to put towards the Jubilee Park. There's not money in there to even cover Selma per your email. If we're 23,000
right.
under, or
well,
over.
23 under is with Jubilee.
With
Jubilee,
Jubilee at what level?
65.
I think we need to make that happen. I think that's a justifiable. It's the kind of expenditure I think that we were looking to try to fund when those proceeds were dedicated to capital improvements. And it's not just to Cave Junction. I like the idea that the entire Illinois Valley, maybe the region, sometimes takes advantage of that field, and it's really being held back right now by where it's at. The other thing that we were considering and why this is such a good project is the match component. The challenge with the Selma component is their bill is like $42,000, $41,000. There's no match included in that.
Well, and they haven't applied for grants.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we're leveraging 65 to make 65 from day one, not to mention all the other things that have been added into that. What I would like to see is that we do that, but we challenge the Selma Center of saying, maybe we'll meet you in the middle. And you can start out here with
I would rather them, instead of coming to us ahead of the ball game, I want them to spend the time, do the work. When they come up and they say, you know, we have a delta here, then just say, you know, then we'll, we can look at that.
Well,
the presentation about Jubilee is, number one, is that if we can get that field up to standards for Little League, that where it sets in comparison to the coast and everything, you could be having some tournaments out there.
Nobody's saying we don't like the
project.
The problem is where are we paying for it out of?
Right. Yeah.
And the other thing is there was a very specific MOU that we jumped on board for that was vetted by a group in Illinois Valley. This project, I was asked, I said, why not give it back to the IV vetting? So if all these little subcommittees come back and say, well, where's the prioritization based on IV recommendations, not just the first come, first serve to the valley? When the Selma Center first came to me, they asked for $5,000 to fix their well. And I said, you know, I think we can try to find a way to help with that. What I learned is Ford Family Foundation has already said they would give them that money, but they have to apply for a grant. They haven't applied for a grant.
I see a well being a lot different than lights that have been working for 30 years. The well goes, that's, as we approved last night, that's a tier one catastrophic failure.
Correct.
And so the, you know, how do we get water there, taking a year, this project has been going on, really talked about since I was a kid, replacing those poles. It's not the same luxury with a well. So I can see there, we haven't done all this stuff, we know what the assessment is. Now they're starting because it's starting to get used a lot more than it was.
But we do have currently on contract a grant writer. It is something that we can say, what if we as a county can offer to say, Selma Center, can we help?
Mm-hmm.
Can we have our grant writer that's on contract look at to see if they can help you if you don't have that capability?
And we're willing to do a match if there's a requirement, which a lot of grants have.
Something like that.
Some component.
I think we would be willing to look at a delta if they have. There's a shortfall. But
you got to try these things first, which Roger and his group has. I think that's really key. So let's go forward with that. Don't get too... I am not mired down by the fire suppression reservoir. They've gotten a grant. I haven't really seen a budget. If I remember, it was 181 or 281 that they got.
To give you some insight on that, Monday they voted, they finally, we've been pushing, would you please make up your mind?
Who?
To the Ivy Airport Board.
Okay.
As to what they would, because every time you turn around, here's Chief Hoke saying he wants cisterns, here's Chief Hoke saying he wants this, he wants that. That's not even in the mix. So we got
a recommendation.
We got a recommendation and a cost for all of the different things that everybody wanted, these great ideas. It came back to relining the pond and then putting a cover on it. It was the best bang for the buck. Stayed within budget.
And a hydro engineer has signed off on that.
And also the fact that my concern out there is they have two wells, one at 4.5 gallons and one at 5 gallons, and they were going to keep that pond full. And I said, your electric bill is going to be something you can't ever afford. So they're working with folks across the street that bought Rough and Ready. They have an irrigation. They've got a water right over there. The water master was at the meeting a month and a half ago, and he said, you can apply for and will be granted, if you can talk them into it, a partial percent, the 10% of a 20th, and that's plenty of water.
Right.
The ditch goes right by that pond. The ditch is higher than the pond, and it would make that pond just basically a lake that is neutral. You're not starving anybody downstairs because you're just making it as a water in, water out. Until you are actually pulling out of that pond for fire suppression, but would also work into the...
I think that sounds like a great idea.
...proposal so that we can suck out of there with helicopters if we have to.
We really need that project to have that price tag verified so yes. we know what we're actually funding. That's based on the Regional Solutions grant that we got.
Yes, and I talked to Marta the other day when we were up at Leadership.
A substantial
cost. And I talked to Marta. I said, mm-hmm. we're so close. She goes, I wish you'd hurry. Because she's had that stuff. She's
My
had that.
My dad built the platform for the dedication of that park when his dad spoke there.
Yeah.
My grandfather, I never met him. He was dead before I was born. So if you can talk about it fast,
yeah.
this project has been going on.
Well, they're really...
How long have you been there, Roger?
What's that?
How long have you been in the Illinois?
21 years.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah.
He's got 40. I mean, come on.
You're just a kid, Tucker.
Come up with something better.
Anyway, there's definitely resources there. I think we should prioritize what we've got. It was nice to have in that thing to fund it out of the sale, but it isn't a requirement. There are other funding streams for it. And I think...
Does it require us to do a new MOU? And
no, the MOU didn't govern the fire suppression unit. It was only the lighting and security and the landscaping grant.
Okay.
So that's 150. That's done.
Yeah.
This is outside of that. I think we're free and unencumbered.
I just think we need to fund that. Get that fire suppression project...
I totally agree.
...up, done,
nobody
over with.
Wants
now
it.
We've got them... Finally, we've got nobody, you know, we came to
no
consensus the other night,
too.
And nobody said it was unanimous of the board. This is the path we're going to take.
Sounds great.
And I think that was a milestone.
So they'll have it done next month?
Beg your pardon? No. That's how easy that is? Comes off the tongue. No. But I was glad to see them move forward on it. Gosh, I've listened to that on that. It's on their agenda every time I drive out
great.
There. I go, wait a minute. How long are we going to talk about this thing?
So for this particular situation, I mean, with the email I sent, the obligations we have, the MOU with CJ, we had adequate funding. The difference was $23,000. I think that's easily within the IV fire suppression and or even the ending fund balance within that fund. So... So I think the funds are there, and I don't think we're going to be shortchanging any existing project if we go ahead.
And I'd just surely like to check that box and get that done for the ballot.
Yeah.
We can get all those things done.
I'll make a motion to approve the application for the Jubilee Park. It's the comprehensive project, but I'd say it's the lights is the focus and the ADA.
Moving the poles.
Whatever the application was for Mr. Brandt,
yeah.
titled...
The presentation he gave us was
right.
for the lighting around
Not
the field and getting the pole out of the outfield.
Not to exceed
yeah.
65.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the matter?
I can't say thank you enough to Roger. This isn't the first project you worked on. It's not the last one I'm sure you'll be working on out there. But the way you're able to galvanize the community, seek outside funding... pulling it from any place you possibly can is commendable, and I'm very worthy and worthwhile cause out there. So thank you, Mr. Brandt.
Yeah. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes 3-0. Congratulations.
Wow.
We want to be efficient.
No.
It's sometimes messy. It wasn't real pretty last night, I will admit, every day of the week.
She's wearing a red vest for Christmas, so
but
get your Santa hat off.
We don't want to be...
I almost brought mini ears.
Not moving at the speed of bureaucracy, moving at the speed of business.
Yeah.
And just could I suggest that we announce this at the meeting in January and April?
That's what the plan was when we talked to you last time. We'll put it on the...
We probably ought to. Should we get Jason on a press release that gives it to Dan Mancuso out there for your Valley News? I said, I think we've got to
wait, though.
Let's wait till after the
announcement. You want a letter now, and you want the money now.
I would need a letter for the baseball tomorrow, Grant. And if
we don't move that fast.
From the commissioners, then I can...
How soon do you need that letter?
The deadline is January 1st, so within...
Okay.
The next 12 hours.
So we just need a letter. Yeah. Saying the board has authorized a match of $65,000.
He's not in a hurry, but
yeah.
He's not in a hurry, but he'll walk down to Dutch Brothers and it should be ready when he gets back.
No, that opens us up for two grant sources. So.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which means... Can we get that done?
Well, I'm going to be doing for the holiday season.
Well, I think he's asking her. I mean, I've got letters I've done before of that nature.
Yes, I would say Arthur is great to do that.
See, there Arthur is. There.
Yeah. Between the two of you, we can have it.
Staff concurs, and Arthur is the man of the hour.
Great.
And make it to whom it concerns, then that gives me the latitude to use it for two different grants.
I guess all I was going to do was send it to you. Send it to you and say, in today's meeting, it was approved to provide 65 up to not to exceed, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you can have that, but yes, I've got it. Came to us. Yeah. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
That
works.
Okay. All right.
Okay, very good.
Anything else for
the
your
when you're done, but I have one for you if you don't get there.
The very last thing, I've got a couple, but just to let you know that we're scheduling and planning, talked about to start some of our budget processes early on in January, specifically looking at some of our rates, the fleet rates, the facility rates, the ISF rates, so that we can get that information out early enough in January so that departments can start putting together their budgets February, March, as we normally have done.
Any other questions of Arthur at this time? Do you have anything else? Excuse me, Arthur.
Well, the one thing
You've been gone for, 7 weeks? So
I did meet with...
just teasing.
Mid-Rogue Foundation met over at AllCare. Julie was there and myself and the Mid-Rogue and Jeff Jackson from Jackson County Housing Authority. And so we're talking about the Jackson County Housing Authority couldn't continue the program of home repairs for low-income folks in Josephine County. It was CDBG, it's federal money coming in. They couldn't do it. Grants Pass became an entitlement city, and they took their share of the CDBG funds, and there wasn't enough left for us, and so on and so forth. Anyway, that program's been kind of in limbo for the last couple of years. It's home repairs for low-income citizens of Josephine County. So I did meet with Mid-Rogue. We're trying to get that program back online so that we can.
Did you just say that City Grants Pass came on board as a
entitlement city?
So they took the money. Shouldn't it be their charge to start fixing
within the city, but outside
not
the city,
not in the county? Okay.
Right, outside the city.
Well, that isn't fair. doesn't sound fair that they take everything that was
They just took their they basically got half. We used to get around $400,000. City is taking half of that, $200,000, which leaves $200,000, but with various constraints and various requirements,
so
$200,000 wasn't enough to keep the program running as far as Jackson County housing was concerned.
So Jackson County takes the $200,000 back, the city gets the $200,000 here, and Josephine County is left without funding.
Well,
we
still have access to our $200,000.
Okay.
So we were contracting with Jackson County.
We just don't have anybody to manage the program.
Right. We were contracting with Jackson County Housing to manage the program for us. They have the expertise, they have the connections, they have the staff.
Well, you'd have to have
somebody
go out.
They go out Wolf Creek out to the end of the gravel road to help somebody with the, a failed septic system or a roof that's leaking or something like, or no heat in the house. Those kinds
of
issues.
They're good projects.
Definitely.
Well, as a whole, Josephine County HUD and Jackson County HUD are looking at combining right now.
Yeah.
Should we just let that happen?
We don't have any say to not let it happen, but I think in the end it will be a benefit to people needing help in Josephine County. They'll get access to things from Jackson County that we don't offer here.
Well, I'd say we don't have any authority to tell them to do it or not, but if we let that happen and see how it shakes out, we may not need to do anything.
Need a contractor. We're going to need somebody to facilitate this program, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. They facilitate that. They contract. They get the contractor. They oversee the work. They make sure it's done according to specs. So I'm working with Mid-Rogue Foundation to see if they can take over that program and start providing that service for the citizens of the county. Jeff Jackson was there. Like I said, Colleen Martin is in charge of the Mid-Rog Foundation.
Who is?
And Colleen Martin. So it's a great potential.
Okay,
just
so
let you know that
because
we're working
CBD,
on it.
See,
it's our money.
CBD
yes.
has to go through us.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's our money.
Okay, so I'm just curious about the timing of Jackson and Josephine County HUDs combining and the impact on that. Would this be something to go through them? You were saying Jackson County HUD
Jackson
was
County
had
no Jackson. Yeah, Jackson County Housing Authority was there. They used to run the program.
That's not HUD though.
That's not HUD, but they
in
are
Josephine
connected.
County, our housing authority is where HUD is, though, isn't it? Aren't they both co-located? Maybe that's why I confused the two.
We don't have a housing authority.
I don't think so.
I don't think we have a housing authority. I think we.
It runs through Jackson.
It is run through Jackson since I've been.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think we did. We have a housing committee or something, but that is not the same thing. That's not the housing authority.
Yeah.
And they've been actually operating fairly seamlessly in this region prior to this year.
Right, and they did great. They do wonderful work, no issues at all. It's just that the city grants pass siphoned off half of the funding that we used to get. And so that has caused us to have to reevaluate the management and oversight of that program. So I just let you know I'm working on that. I'll bring
you back. I mean, don't we get a memo or have a conversation?
I was going to say
monthly meetings with the city.
If it was funds that are available to the whole county, and then all of a sudden half of it's gone. How did we not have a place at that date?
Year and a half ago.
Well, it was more than that. I remember it because
why didn't we have a coordinated effort to say that's fine, but we should contract with somebody who's administering it in the city.
I do not know who that is.
Shower, and I don't know who it is now.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
I think that's a good question to say that why would... I think we should...
They were trying to find different contractors and different foundations to run it. Yeah, they were doing... The city of Grants Pass was doing it themselves. And they had even contacted Jackson County Housing to see if they could keep using them, and Jackson County Housing...
Came from the inside.
politely refused.
Said no.
No. No, we're not able to.
I feel like we're in the same boat as the city.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with them. I mean, they're due those resources. They don't have to ask us.
Right.
Those were. But rather than duplicating administrative oversight, you just have a pool for the city request, and you have a pool for the county request, but it'd all be in Josephine County. Does that make sense?
It does. So we should maybe reach out to them and who they're using.
To the city.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe contract with the city to run the county program?
Or whomever they're... We co-contract together to the same...
Well, they were divvying it up among various and sundry nonprofits to allocate their CDBG money.
To
city
cost.
Residents, yeah, for that.
It wasn't for building repairs. I was in that meeting when they were divvying up the CDBG monies, and I actually remember feeling like something was
a little
off.
Wrong.
Yeah, I didn't vote. As a matter of fact, I got me in trouble in my election 2 years ago because a certain nonprofit said I voted against them. And I'm like, no, I voted against what was going on with the CDG.
So maybe we don't want to tie in with that.
Well, no, I just, what are they doing?
I don't want to complicate
for
things, but it feels as though there's a trajectory. You know, we're going to pick this thing, and it's going to be there for 4, 5, 10 years.
So who are they using for this project? And
sorry, Arthur, that was going to be a simple request.
It was just FYI.
You know what?
That's
you could
okay.
have waited 2 weeks, and I guarantee you.
Who is.
Tough crowd.
City of GP using? I will find that out. And can we join? Although,
are they happy with their services? Yeah. Is it going well? Are they getting a product? And not just join for the sake of joining.
I don't understand why we're not coordinating more with them on simple stuff like this.
Well, I remember when it switched, and I do not remember this being a topic. I remember it going to, we can do what we want with our own CDBG, and they dispersed it to all these nonprofits in town.
Right.
And this wasn't a topic at the time. I don't know what they're doing with this.
Well, all I know is that you didn't support it, and that was a real concern for me as a voter. Teasing you.
Thank you, Arthur.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime I can.
Apologize.
Anything else you want to get started on before Christmas?
You
got anything else you want to get started on before Christmas?
I'm done.
Keep talking, Arthur.
No, I'm done.
I am really
Warren, Commissioner Warren.
Sorry. I don't mean to be a burr.
So
we're fine. We're fine.
Sarah Rubrics has asked us to reconsider or take into consideration. She's emailed Arthur and I. Mm-hmm. The contract of the City of Grants Pass for emergency management essentially is recommending that we not invoice them until November 1st because of the fire activity and getting Emily on board as the assistant manager. Essentially,
I haven't seen her.
Oh, she's been very busy. I've talked to. She's working with CJ and Grants Pass already.
She's been here half a dozen times.
I got that email and no, I haven't responded. So sorry,
what
I didn't respond.
What did the contract say?
But Sarah has been providing that oversight, even if Emily wasn't here. At least this is my initial.
There was nothing she could justify other than having an email or two with Aaron Kubik of when should we get started. She can tell you that we essentially, because of the fire season this year in Jackson, Josephine County, did not provide service to Grants Pass.
And isn't that providing service to Grants Pass? I guess that's where I came from.
Yeah.
If we're addressing the fire situation here in the county, is that not providing service to the city?
The city of Grants Pass?
I don't know.
I would say they would argue no.
Because we're providing service because of the smoke covers all of us, it didn't stop at the border. and this is an ideal opportunity to remind Grants Pass that they are part of Josephine County, and when we take care of the county,
they're paying for it.
It needs to go back to the contract, the contract was going to be plans, and when we hired that person,
that's the nexus for me.
But they're on board now.
They signed that contract, and really, if it was when we hired the person, then that's when it starts. If it's when you sign the contract, then that's when it starts. It's like, it's got to be worth what the paper you're written it on. I mean, time to negotiate that.
And they are asking for an update at our next quarterly meeting before the council and the board and what's going on with that project. So I just want to make sure that we're having this discussion. And maybe it'd be appropriate to have Sarah come in and she can answer any questions that you would have. But
cheap chairs. Sounds good. Work it out.
Okay.
I think Sarah needs to be made aware of the fact that she's going to have a presentation at the next joint.
I don't think there's anything to prep. All right.
I don't want her to be blindsided. Say, I don't have anything for you.
She could certainly.
They're just asking for an update. Or where are we on our contract with you guys?
And you're just saying let her know.
And I haven't responded. I mean, that was my initial gut was I thought Sarah was really providing, even if Emily was not here, Sarah's providing service.
Well, and frankly,
but
there's
going
to be a lot of things that Ricky in her position is going to be doing.
Yeah.
And that was outside of the original contract. And I think that needs to be a really good faith effort to show them to say, we're not only doing what we said we were going to do in this contract, we've actually supplemented this program with an outreach program person who's doing more than what we actually promised you at no cost to you. So
I think a brief presentation by Ricky as to how she's coming along with her outreach program and that her intentions are River Valley Church and so on and so forth. Stuff that's inside the city.
15 minutes on the agenda.
Makes sense to you, Commissioner Morgan?
That's what I would say. We'll figure it out. I'm looking at the lights.
I'm looking at the lights and the curvature of it, and I'm going
fuzzballs.
Okay, are we asking? Careful, others might fall
out. You
said
it.
Okay, I would say for this first one, we're still so. Let's just give an update of where we were with hiring, where we were with programs jumping off the page. I'll follow up with Sarah and Arthur on the other topic, and then we'll be prepared for that presentation. I'm not asking Ricky to do a presentation at it yet. I'm not asking for an answer to this one. Just kind of don't want it to be. I'm the only one that knows that request was made or recommendation.
Yeah, and one of the requests I think also was the invoice. You know, who prepares the invoice, and that can go either way. I mean, it depends on what Sarah
wants. I assume
it's
your office.
We're billing.
We can bill them, and that's why I'm saying whether us do it or the program does it.
Parks were providing a service. Parks would develop the invoice. If Public Works were doing it, it's their program.
Well,
I think the contract is simply that they were actually told to pay you guys by the August 1st of each year.
That's pretty much default language. All the money comes to us. But if it's a simple percentage you know, 1/12 monthly. That's easy. We can do it if it's a I have to read the contract.
Yeah.
I haven't. I'm sorry. I apologize for not. But if it's based on work done or specific benchmarks or
that's
metrics,
what I was thinking, if it's
then it's probably more appropriate to come from the program itself because they have those metrics and it's a simple memo.
If I were paying for it, I would want some sort of a written, monthly, whatever.
Yeah. And so it's really, we can do it either way. So, okay, now I'm done.
We just need to provide the deliverables for the money they're paying.
Right. And that's the question we need to go. What is the deliverables, and when did it start? Maybe November 1 with Emily, I guess. Something like that.
I have faith that you and the liaison can work all that stuff out.
Absolutely.
Okay. So anything else for Arthur?
No, you got my list.
So you got thank you, Arthur, very much.
I did. I'd like to really lean into appropriating economic development funds, and I really haven't talked to Julie about this, for the Southern Oregon Air Academy. Somebody needs to sit down with Caleb. I want to do that before the end of the year, and I might do that even today. But if there is a way to pilot the, pun intended, like sponsor the first year's CEO or whatever that position is that is going to get this off, my fear is, and so if I'm going to say this out loud, we have to do something about it. I don't want somebody else saying, "Wow, that's a really good idea," and they really haven't done much with it. I mean, they haven't signed a lease for the building yet. They haven't hired a director, but the concept is great. Hey, Alaska,
time
we're
to
ready to go. We're
going to
give them $100,000, get started off the, get it off the thing, and we're done. We're going to take that. We're going to do it, and we'll sell you a franchise of what we just created. So it will be based in Jackson County or Douglas County or Crestwell or somewhere else, and you can be an ancillary supporting effort to our program. I don't want that to happen. I feel like this should have been done 2 years ago. I appreciate everything they've done. I feel like it's a fiscal element that's kind of been that.
They were looking for that grant
for getting
the building remodeled. That they came in third for, so
I don't know if it's the building money, if it's the CEO, if they can deal with what the building is in the state right now, get the CEO, go take another crack at that grant. I don't know. I want to sit down with Caleb, but I was wanting to feel you guys out for his, like, are you receptive? There's a fair amount of money on my back of the envelope math and economic development that is fairly unappropriated.
I think we need to
I would want to have that conversation with Julie, because she sent an email.
Yeah,
I asked, what is,
exactly.
If we have this amount available, she's got some specific projects she's working on and trying to do. And one
the
of
housing
them
didn't happen this last year. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that I think that budget is fine. But there's a fair number of things in there that I don't think have come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, in my mind, there's money in that. That doesn't mean that project can't happen. This project's ready to go. Do that project in the next coming fiscal year.
Yeah. And I just want to make sure we just have that conversation.
Absolutely.
And because I know the CEDC, she's been actively involved in that, and that was where $50,000 was dedicated to. The $75,000 was a match with city for that housing thing, and so what's the status of that? Because I know they're...
We generate roughly $350,000 to $400,000 in revenue a year.
And is it a fiscal year or a calendar year that we get that from the state?
I don't know.
It's fiscal, but
it doesn't matter.
I mean, they send
still
it quarterly.
12 months.
they give us quarterly payments.
The kicker is, I've been following this project I've been a liaison, I think, for 8 years. I don't really know. There isn't that kind of appropriation happening every fiscal year or calendar year. There's room there, in my opinion, and this is a vital program. We don't get this opportunity to do something for, I think, the coming jobs war says that your high school graduation rate is the best indicator of a failing or successful economy. And anything we can do to incrementally improve that high school graduation rate by getting somebody engaged in heating and air conditioning or whatever it is, if it's aviation, and the broad application of this kind of a pilot project doesn't come along every day.
Well, I think we have, and this is strictly my mind, we have an advantage here with our airport because our airport's wide open. Medford says, we're going to bring it over here under RCC's wing or whatever else. Now you're dealing with a commercial airport, and your runway time is absolutely precious and almost non-existent.
Perfect.
Either Ivy, we got two airports, you fly back and forth, you know, the guy's a bad pilot, you land him over here, and you can, he, you, his
truck
instructor
him
flies him home. But I think that we have an advantage from the logistics side of it. But I agree with you.
Some people don't ask because
Caleb wants this thing to go.
That it's available.
And it's really not a, it's not a, probably not, he's not, he would like it to be in Josephine County, but he's not beholden to Josephine County yet because, why? It ain't moving forward.
I don't want us to be that reason why it isn't.
I don't want us to be that reason either.
But
I've got to have the numbers. I, you know, we keep it, it's kind of like that building fund. Oh, we're going to do this out of the building fund, that out of the building fund, this out of the building fund, that out of the building fund. We want it all out of the building fund, and we find out that we're $25,000 short because of commitments that we should have made because we're passionate about the request. Yeah. And so the same thing goes with, you know, we think we have what we want for economic development.
It's not often that I've ever said the numbers are there.
Right.
I'm
that you've been wrong.
No, that doesn't often.
Well, I'm just asking. Yeah. I want to see the numbers.
Yeah.
Because if Julie has made a commitment that you don't know about,
then it doesn't exist.
You're not.
That's my position. Yeah. This board appropriates economic development money. Mm-hmm. She facilitates it. She can request and everything.
But, you know, I want to make sure that those requests, because she may have come in here, made a request, and it was done.
I wasn't here.
But we'll see.
Yeah, could have been.
I just think we need to get her side of the story.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know she supports this program.
Sure.
And that sort of thing, so.
Okay, anything else for Arthur?
We're good.
I hear crickets, we're okay. Thank you, Arthur, very much.
You're welcome.
Item number 4, board business. 4A is Grants Pass Josephine County Chamber of Commerce Award Banquet Invitation. It is platinum sponsors are Asante Health System and All Care, and the title sponsor is our friends at Pacific Power. Grants Pass Josephine County Chamber of Commerce, Saturday, January 26th, Tap Rock Event Center, 5:30 p.m. and social hour, 6:30 dinner and program, $50 a ticket or a table is $500. Do we want to rent a table for the county commissioners?
I would say the county. I would include, like we had, I think, in years past, some of our, maybe the parks and fairgrounds. In planning might be those.
I think right now what we need is a commitment to do we want to buy a table at $500.
I think that's an appropriate expense.
Commissioner Morgan?
It's economic development, so I don't know, maybe we should. I'm just kidding.
We've supported in the past, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay. So do we need a motion on that or just a...
No.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Consensus is...
So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay, any other matters from... That's a yes.
I would like to encourage the board to put together a date for the state of the county well in advance. And I think last year we did it near the beginning of the year. I think we should evaluate if that's the right time of year. I think it is. Putting together at the end of the calendar, people are on a calendar year; they're not on a fiscal year. And so that's what I would suggest.
When did we do that last year? In February?
It was the first week, I think, in February. Mm-hmm. So, but doing it third week in January, setting the date is not appropriate for programs. And however you guys want to structure it, it's up to you. Last year we did it where everybody kind of, not everybody, we've got 22, 26 programs, depending on how you want to factor them in. I don't think that every program needs to present. I think that you should pick out the ones that people are most passionate about.
They become, well, the ones that they're in contact with.
And go with those.
That affect
their
lives.
Giving them more time than less might be inappropriate. Reserving the floral building. At least a month in advance, I think, is advantageous. The other one is even right now, I think next year, so I have not done a very good job of county community building. I haven't done as good a job as I would have liked to. I think one of those is the opportunity for the entire county as a staff and a team to come together. We used to do things maybe twice a year, that afforded the staff the opportunity to do that. We have not done that since I've taken office, but I think you would be well served to reinstitute something of a holiday party. And what I've understood is probably the appropriate thing to do is make it into kind of like a potluck. Every staff person would get a plus one opportunity, but that the county would sponsor the main dishes. And I would suggest we do that like at the Floral Building at the fair.
I'm going to make a statement here. Not going to be popular, but I'm not in favor of that because I've had to put on a Christmas dinner for companies forever. It was one of the most dreaded parts of my entire year. It ruined my Christmas season.
I'm not suggesting you do it, Commissioner.
I don't know, but you are saying that the board needs to initiate something and then
I don't
lay
see
out
it as a holiday
stuff.
Party. I see it as an employee recognition. And that's something
anything
we don't do as
you
well.
Want to do fine, but I've been there and done that.
Yeah.
And I'm not in favor of it because you know what? It absolutely took away from my enjoyment of the holidays. I did not hire on here to become an event planner. And that is not the deal we had here yesterday. Fine, that was great. Everybody enjoyed it, so on and so forth. But I don't want
to
take
staff
it
to appreciate.
But I don't want to take. I don't want to take it to a 280 people in a room and having to figure out how to feed them and the cost of feeding them and so on and so forth. And Merry Christmas to everybody and all of that. That's not to me. It's not mine. I'm just going to give you my opinion on it. Because I've done it for year after year after year after year. And I don't know whether, you know, did the employees appreciate it? Oh, I'm going to guess. Did it?
It's not up to me.
I mean, point well taken. I have Commissioner Morgan and Commissioner Fowler. Because Darren's big on employee recognition. He started the employee recognition thing at the city.
I don't want you to have the impression that I thought you would have anything other than it will not happen as long as the board says no.
Right.
So don't ever expect it to come of its own fruition.
I have
the board's responsibility of saying yes or no, that's it.
As a member of the board, if the other two say yes, we're going to do this, I'll give it my full. But to me, I probably wouldn't be a no vote if the other two said yes, just for the solidarity issue.
Okay.
But however, that's just my own opinion because I've done it.
It doesn't have to be that.
Right.
It's the fact that there is nothing else.
Used to do that. Paul Dacko was telling me they used to have huge thing at
and
the
we
pavilion.
We don't do anything.
500 employees in there for Christmas dinner. And that's...
Commissioner Morgan is particularly good at this kind of a thing, and I think we need to... It's not that you have to do it. You don't have to do it. It just has to be something. It's your job as a board member to initiate whatever it is. And it should be that team element. JJ's working on a cultural thing of what Josephine County stands for. It doesn't have to be a holiday party. It doesn't have to be anything. It could be a picnic in the park. And it's
JJ's working on what?
He's codifying the culture of Josephine County. Mm-hmm. We get sidetracked when I make a suggestion about the details, and it won't be a problem in T-minus 2 weeks, but it's not about the details, it's about the concept, and make it your own. Say, no, I don't want to do a holiday party, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want it to be at the Floral Building, I want it to be at Jubilee Park in the Illinois Valley, and it's a potluck. It doesn't matter what it is, it's the fact that we're doing something to bring the county together in a family style team effort, and that's what I think is lacking, and they want it. I can feel it, that there's a delta. You get 1% of the staff and hardly anybody from outside this building comes in here. That's not the county staff. Nobody from the sheriff's office showed up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The public works director and one other person from public works, and we've got 53 people working out there. There's something missing when we're doing it in the middle of the
two other people.
Three people from public works. So it's, you know what I mean? That's not addressing what I think the county needs.
Okay, well, we'll put it down as a thing to discuss in the coming new year. Okay. I just say it, my opinion of it because I've done it. And I don't.
You've done a holiday party.
And I don't like that.
That's perfectly fine. But I think something needs to happen. We're at that point.
Okay.
I think in our development.
Anything else, Commissioner Morgan? Do you have anything?
No, I'm good. I should give you a heads up. I got asked to come help with music at the Community Corrections client holiday get together this afternoon. So
you did?
Yeah, 4:30.
Yeah. You're a judge?
No, I'm playing the guitar.
You're
singing.
A participant.
Leading singing.
I wonder if the veterans are going to have the DD-214s there. They're pretty good group.
No, they require every year, they have a holiday gathering where they require anybody enrolled in alcohol drug treatment to come. And instead of their group that week, this is the one activity they come to. If they have children, they are asked to invite their children. They try to give several bikes away that have been donated by people and different
great.
Things. They acknowledge the kids, try to acknowledge clean, sober gatherings with family in a positive way. And
can I ask what's going to happen to the drug court program with Lindy Baker retiring?
It's very strong with the team, and
okay,
I know it'll continue successfully.
Okay.
When she's been on vacation or out, other judges have filled in.
Okay, good.
You know, the passion that Judge Wolke has put towards the mental health court, the other judges have all supported drug court in her
okay.
absences.
They've
in
got
the
a handle at the, and they're all
yeah.
upstairs. Okay,
and I don't know if you saw in the paper, Judge Bain was appointed as presiding judge by the Chief Justice of Oregon.
Right.
And so he will take on his leadership on what he wants to do in heading
okay.
up the court. So,
good deal. Anything else? I just want to report that we heard back from the marijuana bill that we kind of introduced to the legislature. The legislature is now being sponsored by Senator
Roblin,
and he
David
is
Brock Smith.
And David Brock Smith on the House side.
So a Democrat and a Republican.
A Democrat and a Republican.
By Campbell. It's good.
But that's just the start of it. It's mm-hmm. going to be a tough road to hoe. So we're going to start. We're starting now. I had a talk with Jason yesterday, and we're going to we got a pretty good program lined up. But we're going to set up probably the little office next door as a war room type thing for the first part of 2019, because we've got to go after this thing. I think we've got to. This is a good shot. And I think it's far-reaching other than Josephine County. It's something Josephine County needs, but I think it's needed elsewhere also. So we're gonna work at it really, really hard. Anything else? Let's see. Nope. I don't know. Do you have anything else?
Mm-mm.
With that, then, we are adjourned at 10:37. Thank you very much. We'll meet here this afternoon, 2 p.m. for a legal counsel update. And we do have executive session this afternoon. It looks like a long one, so be
okay.
prepped.